following is the president's speech at Sacramento, California, Wednesday, September 22nd, 1948.
Has been shown to me in California today, and this makes me feel well, it's right here. I can't express it to you, it should be done. I'm happy to be here because there are a few things I'd like to tell you. You remember I stopped here in June, and I didn't want to talk politics at that time because I was out to let you know something about your government and how it ran. Let's see the president and what he looked like. I'm making a political trip now. I'm going to talk to you about some practical politics. Practice of politics is government. Government starts from the grassroots. Government starts when you vote. And whenever a man is a politician, and it honestly carries that designation, it means that he is interested in government. Usually after he dies, they call him a statesman. As I travel across the country, I become more and more convinced that it is the simple democratic principles of our forefathers which constitutes the secret of growth and prosperity in this great country. But the strange thing, if some of these simple old principles, which are the secret of our growth and prosperity, are under attack today. Let me explain what I mean by discussing issues which are of vital importance to you people here in Central Valley of California. Six, the basic principle of small business and the public distribution of publicly produced power. These principles are being attacked by monopolistic public utilities, and by special interests, just as they always have been attacked by special interests. You know, there are a class of people who believe that there ought to be a strata of people at the top who milk all the cream off everything, and whatever happens to drop through at the bottom of the separator ought to go to common every day. No, the Democratic Party doesn't believe in that. The Democratic Party believes that there ought to be a fair distribution of all the wealth so that the farmer and the laboring man, the white-collar worker, and the everyday citizen like you and me can have his proper share in the proper way. That's what I'm fighting for right now. I'm calling this trip a crusade. It's a crusade of the people against the special interests. And if you back me up, we're going to win that crusade. Now, The city of Sacramento was the scene of one of the greatest struggles by the people against monopoly which the country's ever seen. It was the struggle of the people of California to remove the stranglehold grasp of a railroad monopoly. That is a fight which Frank Norris dramatized in his famous book, The Octopus. You all remember that. But there are a lot of citizens here who indulged in that fight, and it was a good one. We're in the same kind of a fight today. The efforts of the federal government to keep the resources and the development of America free from the grasp of monopoly are being attacked now as radical and un-American. It's the same false charge which is leveled against your fathers when they fought the railroad monopoly. These attacks have increased and have become far more dangerous since the Republicans gained control of the Congress by default in 1946, and it did get it by default because two-thirds of it didn't vote. The speculators and the monopoly know that they have a friend in the leadership of the Republican Party. The Republican Party always was for special interests, and it hasn't changed a bit. They know the leaders of the Republican Party in Washington will listen to them and do their chores. The big business will stop at nothing. No personal slander, no discussion of the truth will accomplish their aim. I believe this is the real issue in this campaign. Whether the country is going to continue to have the government in the interest of the people under Democratic leadership, or whether it's going to succumb to government for the few under the Republican special privilege leadership. An outstanding example of the fight between special interests and those who are defending the welfare of the people concerns the distribution of public power produced by public funds. This issue is a real one right now, right here in the Central Valley of California. Here the federal government is investing, not spending or lending, it's making an investment which will be returned to the taxpayers of about $20 million a year in reclamation and power projects. We're making this investment for the benefit of the people of the Central Valley, not for the benefit of the speculators and the monopolists. The Republican 80th Congress flagged at this federal investment. It tried to cut the 1948 appropriations for reclamation projects more than half. The Republican leadership in the Congress didn't believe in the rapid progress and growth for the Central Valley of California. However, as soon as some of the construction work was stopped by this cut in appropriations, the Republican Congress got frightened by your protest and finally appropriated what I asked for. The Congress did not, however, provide the money to build the transmission line so that the electric power generated at these reclamation projects could be distributed at the lowest possible cost to the people. Time and again, I asked the Republican 80th do-nothing Congress for money to build public transmission lines. The power monopoly wanted to get its hands on the distribution of this government power. They're always out to do that if they get a chance. The power monopoly wants to own the transmission lines that carry the power from government dams to the users, rural cooperatives, industries, and towns. The monopoly wants the transmission lines so that it can charge what it likes for the power. Power companies want to take their cut out of the investment made by the government for the benefit of the people. The Republican Congress obeyed the orders of the power monopoly and refused to provide the money for public transmission lines. That not only affects the Central Valley of California, it affects the Great Northwest, the Bonneville Dam and the Grand Coulee Dam. It affects the Southwest. It affects the Dam of Denison, the Dam of Northeast Oklahoma. It affects the Tennessee Valley Authority. It's a nationwide proposition that did it with malice aforethought. I know that the farmers and the businessmen and all the residents of the Central Valley feel the power shortage. You can blame the so-called leaders of the Republican Party who are obedient servants of big business. The policy of my administration is to see that power developed on great reclamation projects is delivered to the people at the lowest possible cost, regardless of what the power monopolies want. All I ask of you is to look at what the real leaders of the Republican Party have done in their attempts to frustrate your growth. Then sit down and think what these same ministers will do if they get complete control of the government. Suppose you hadn't had anybody in the White House fighting for your interests. What do you reckon these birds would have done with the public power and the public interest of this government? I know what they'd have done. They'd have taken it all and it'd have sent us back to 1898 if they could. They want to turn the clock back. I wanted to go forward. I believe this is a fundamental principle in American government and a fundamental reason for prosperity in America. I intend to fight on this line, no matter what the monopolists and their congressional henchmen may do about it. You know where I stand. I'd like you to try to find out where the opposition stands. You'll get a lot of double talk if they ever tell you anything. I don't think the people of California will be fooled when big business goes around saying that the effort to look out for the welfare of the plain people is radical, not American. Well, the decision's up to you. It's what you want. You can make that decision on the 2nd of November. If you stay at home like you did before, I won't feel a bit sorry for you if you get another 80th Congress which will do you double dirt. Best thing for you to do now is to be sure you're registered and on the books. Then on the 2nd of November, walk into that polling place and vote the Democratic ticket straight, and you won't have any more trouble along the lines I'm talking to you about. Thank you very much.
On behalf of the governor, who is absent from the state, and the lieutenant governor, I wish to welcome you to California.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'd like to come. Ladies and gentlemen, I suppose you'd like to meet my family.
Yes, sir.
First lady, Mrs. Truman. My daughter, Margaret.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you.